ones, it is Mother Earth, Mother Mary, El Morya, and the Arcturian High Council here, streaming through the rising tides and birthing waters of Easter that signify divine resurrection, rebirth, and new life. Today, the earth is made new. Today, you are made new. Today, all sentient life on planet Earth is made new. A wealth of wholeness, goodness, and lightness of being is returning to your world. And how does it return? Through the crucifixion and cleansing of all illusion and creation not based in the living light of Source and the living light of all that is. Within your history books, sacred texts, and even Bible stories of ancient times, there is deception and distortion. Yet there is also great truth, and in those texts of old, there is a map. There is a map for living in joy, grace, ease, and splendor that is coming to consciousness and rising in human hearts across the globe. Christ consciousness is the living energy that fills and seeds God's great garden in that map. And today, we wish to honor the Christ consciousness rising in you, in humanity, and in all life on earth in these times. We spoke of quantum wealth creation in the most recent transmission, and divine seeds of deep understandings summon each of you to remember and realize the gifts of true wealth in your sacred heart centers once more in these times. When illusions run rampant in the inner and outer reflections of current events and unfoldments, it is good to remember that your quantum wealth, your Christed wealth, your inner divine wealth of courage, fortitude, faith, abundance, ease, and grace thrives deep within you. And this month, April 2022 invites that wellspring or wealth spring of divine frequencies to rise and stream forth to release and cleanse all of the illusion that otherwise keeps you mired in the past or worried of the future. In this divine wellspring and wealth spring, a deeper you, a divine you, and a resurrected you knows the way to faith, reunion with Source, and sacred partnership with the heart of all that is, that knows how to create worlds, and that knows how to seed great gardens of wealth, well-being, peace, and ease again on your world. Amidst our reflections of great peace, ease, and resurrected light, in this Easter season on your world right now today, there is great awareness of the struggles people face in these times as well. There is that tension, that stretching of consciousness, that summoning to all things new. And the invitations that are becoming steadily and increasingly apparent to release all that is illusory from this old 3D age and world cycle. No one is untouched by this great stretching, no matter how far removed from living consciously in their higher awareness they might be. And the metaphorical and literal reflections on the death and rebirth cycles of life are not lost on us today as we stream this message to you on Easter morning in April 2022. Many in the Christian faith honor this sacred season of Jesus Christ's life, his teachings, his persecution, his crucifixion, and his resurrection. Remember that map we spoke of earlier that is found in the Bible and in other sacred texts around the world? What if Jesus Christ, as a divine ascended master and as a divine messenger who came to earth as the Son of God, was a living map? What if he was more than a teacher? What if he was more than a miracle maker? What if he was even more than the Son of God? What if the expression, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," found in the Bible, was a reference to this living map? What if the Christ consciousness in you right now, in these times, is a map of higher dimensional consciousness that can and will lead you to your next highest light, your next highest life, and your next highest experience of God's great garden of awakened life force, quantum wealth, and unending blessings of every kind? Have you ever thought about Christ's teachings as a living map? Have you ever allowed yourself to go deeper and beyond the literal interpretations of Christ's words and into more esoteric and multidimensional ones? We believe this Easter season 2022 will invite many, not merely a select few, to begin to seek these deeper insights, these deeper ways of living your gardens of light and life force, and these extraordinary and celestial knowings within of something far greater than you have been permitted in a 3D world age and consciousness to know as who you are. And if Jesus Christ was all that you know him to be and more, which includes this energy of exemplifying the living map, then his life, his death, and his resurrection are a living map for humanity to follow. For you too are in a state and stage of human evolution where your life is your lived example and experience of your own consciousness in every expression you choose and embody, where your death of the ego and all that is false in this world is your lived example and experience of your own rising consciousness and release of archaic and deceptive illusions, and your resurrection of truth, light, life force, wealth, and prosperity are yours to channel forth, to spring forth, and to know ever deeper in all aspects of your lives. This Easter 2022, there is a calling to witness crucifixions and clearings of any and all illusions that you have bought into, that the serpent itself has permeated, perpetrated, and infiltrated into the hearts and minds of this sentient world, and that you have been living as recent as yesterday or an hour ago as well. Human souls incarnated at this time are a living collage and tapestry of all of the pieces and layers of karmic and ancestral beliefs, patternings, distortions, and ways of living and being. To truly rise in this death and rebirth cycle that is unfolding now within and all around all of you requires an awareness of that living collage and that living tapestry that you are and that you are also now releasing. Some of you may remember our references to this world as a grand theater, and you as the actor and participant wearing great garments and costumes to more fully participate and engage the 3D matrix and the opportunities to master the art of conscious and unconscious creation in this world. This awareness of yourselves as a living tapestry filled with 3D roles, scripts, karma, joy and pain, sorrow and bliss, and more is vital to understanding your pathway out of the illusions now and into clear soul sight and integrated wealth, well-being, and grace. The costumes have felt so real. The stage has felt so engaging, and the illusions and deceptions have been so intriguingly interesting that many have fallen prey to the allure of this 3D world age and cycle as if this is all there is, and that the life, light, and truth of Source is the myth. So how far into that theater have you journeyed, we might ask? Where do you still find the 3D theater, its cast, its crew, and its scripts more engaging than remembering your inner map within to find your truth, to find your light, to find your God, Source, Creator, Lantern, and to activate your living map or your divine blueprint to rise, rebirth, and fully shine again? Christ was showing you that there is more to discover, to know about yourselves, and to live again beyond what you could see, beyond the 3D, beyond the limits of what your physical eyes can see. Religions born after Christ's life were able to create more rules, more dogma, more control mechanisms for how to live as Christ did from their agendas, their interpretations, and their need to, in many ways, control the perceptions of people in ways that supported their desired narratives of the Christ and the essence of God's Source Creator in this world. But truly, and very simply speaking, Christ was showing you that there are untold worlds of light, life, miracles, and creation within you, all waiting to be discovered if you would simply allow yourself to let go of the costumes of amnesia, distortions, separation, and division that you wear and adorn in most areas and aspects of your everyday lives. Christ was showing you a map to walk through the door or the zero-point portal from illusion into divine perfection again. Was Christ's torture, trauma, and ultimate crucifixion extraordinarily painful? Emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually? Yes. Is that not true of your own journeys in many ways today? The arduous process this past few years of dealing with the pain and suffering of this 3D world filled with great illusion, theatrical stunts and agendas on the part of the serpent's servants, and people's own personal distortions and disconnection? Yes. Enduring that level of illusion for this length of time can be very painful. And yet the simplicity of it all is to come to your senses in one way or another and realize, I can walk through that door. I can walk through that zero-point portal. And I can enter divine union, divine perfection, and deep and divine cosmic wealth of every kind with the simple and clear choice to do so. Higher consciousness is eternal. Living in higher consciousness is a choice. Throughout this living universe, Christ consciousness is all there is. But in this world, under the deep distortions and thick haze of centuries of propaganda, spiritual amnesia, and copious amounts of fear programming, remembering the power of choice and the innate state of sacred awareness and inner knowing that you each and all are is quite a feat. And this is why we invite you to feel the true meaning of this Easter season in this birthing and resurrection year of 2022. You are here to make manifest once more the glory of heaven here on earth. Quantum wealth creation is part of that great awakening and that epic seeding of God's garden once more on planet Earth. Quantum wealth creation is harmonic wealth in all aspects of your lives, not supreme joy in one or two areas and deep pain in others, but holistic harmonic wealth in all aspects of who you are. The living map for this reorientation, this restoration, and this resurrection lives in you. As energies continue to rise, as the ascension portals increase their frequencies and vacuum into this world the light and higher sight of a fully realized 5D consciousness, and as the Christ consciousness continues to increase its summonings from deep within each of you to find your way up and through the distortions and into the eternal living light and wellspring of divine truth in this time of revelations, you each and all are being summoned to rise through the alchemical frequencies of a global and personal crucifixion process that incinerates old, outdated, and illusory belief systems about yourselves and this world, and that gives new life, new breath, and new life force to reclaiming the sovereign essence of who you really are. And that living essence of who you really are is at its core a shining example of the Christ consciousness that Jesus Christ walked this earth to seed in your consciousness in this now timeline of the earth's grand ascension. It's all there in you. What is dying is what is untrue. What is being crucified are the karmic layerings in your ancestral lenses of perception and the 3D theater's conditionings of human consciousness to actually believe that it is as small as the serpent says it is. But God, Source Creator, is all about big picture vision. And sometimes in your lives, especially in times like these, you have to become willing to make your picture big enough so that you can see the light of Source in all things and within the living map within you that has always and timelessly been here, patiently waiting and sometimes actively participating to assist your inner resurrections and the claiming of who you really are. In the last transmission, we spoke of God-backed currencies and God-backed assets in quantum wealth creation. We invited you to pay attention to the roots of everything in your lives. What are those foundations? What does back the wealth or perceived lack thereof that you most desire? What is the foundation on which your wealth of experiences in this world as you know it built upon? What is the core inner seed that is the anchor frequency in your relationships, in your systems, in your governments, in your tools of wealth in the world as you know it? Do you see and feel the essence of God, Source Creator, in those aspects of your life or in the greater collective? It's time to take a look at those things. It's time to allow for some inner inquiry. It's time to experience the shattering of any illusions, big or small, in your life and in the greater collective ways that humanity knows itself or thinks itself to be. And it is in the crucifixion of any and all illusions, including death itself, that new life is born. By releasing more and more of what you are not, you are birthing and welcoming in more of what is true and more of who you really are. The sun has already set on the old 3D world and matrix. Systems designed to create scarcity consciousness, constant fear of lack, and deep triggers about survival, and overall various degrees of suffering in this world, with a few at the top pulling the strings, manipulated themselves by the serpent's pulling of their strings, are failing. They are crumbling. And soon they will be fully dematerialized, revealing the fraudulent, cunning, and rampant influence it had over an entire world age and an entire global consciousness in the grand 3D theater of separation consciousness that once was. for what happens when a brilliantly performed show at the theater comes to an end. The audience claps. The actors, actresses, cast, and crew take a bow, and all return home satiated by that grand experience and ready to get back to living their daily lives again. In this case, in these ascension times and timelines, leading you all to one unified timeline that is God's timeline, that is the ultimate baker and ultimate conductor's timeline, you are waking up from the theatrical performances where you were active participants in the audience by paying in with your attention, with your desires to be there and to participate in the 3D theater, and your valuing of the elaborate storytelling one entire collective could generate on a global world stage. And you are remembering that all shows come to an end, and that when they do, in perfect divine right timing, you all return home to who you truly are. And in this timeline, ascension is being squeezed into the collective audience's awareness. Drip by drip, truth by truth, revelation by revelation, and activation by activation, a sleeping audience and a participatory audience is realizing its power to end the show. It is realizing its power to make the conscious choice to not pay that theater anymore with money, with your attention, and with your finest gifts, talents, and life force. The old earth is going bankrupt, if you will, and the flooding of your world by divine living light codes and the essence of the one and only true God timeline is bringing a wealth of new life force, abundant joy, peace, well-being, and ease, the likes of which this world has not seen in a very long time, if ever, at this quantum level. So is the death of the old 3D world age and cycle a fun process? No, because it's not theater anymore, it's your very own lives. You are experiencing the crucifixion process, each and every one of you, whether you know this or not. But what has Jesus Christ modeled for all of you as the Son of God for some, and as a divine living map for all throughout the ages and throughout the centuries, and at this point in time right now? That you have the divine blueprint and living map inside you to return to your sacred divine roots and perfect divine essence when you are ready to choose to activate and to do so. Spring is springing in the Northern Hemisphere. Spring is also springing in the collective's conscious awareness. New birth on an epic and grand scale all over the globe is unfolding in quantum and extraordinary ways. Open your eyes, feel with new depth of feeling, and activate your inner sentience. Partner with your conscious breathing. Connect with your deeper soul vision. Acknowledge that all of these tools and gifts are alive and well within you. You are remembering yourselves as living Christed beings and as the ascending masters of your own hero's journeys. Jesus Christ was the ultimate heroic soul, the essence of that extraordinary heroic soul energy map and blueprint lives in you. We wish you an extraordinary Easter season that is filled with resurrection energies and that is activating quantum rising on every level of your being and in every aspect of life on planet Earth. It is a time of resurrection indeed. It is a time of revelations indeed. And it is a time of celebration indeed. Ease, grace and conscious participation in this time of grand ascension and awakening are a choice. All are traveling in this grand ascension journey, whether consciously or unconsciously. Which will you choose? Struggle, confusion, or chaos in your journey? Or clear soul-sighted connection, quantum wealth creation, and conscious inner rising with ease and grace in these times? The power of choice is one extraordinary sovereign gift that Source Creator has gifted to all sentient life. That power lives in all of you. It indeed gives us great pleasure to see you here listening and remembering this too. You are loved, dear ones. You are love. All are love.